Most of us love to give and receive gifts. We like to share gifts at birthdays, at Christmas, at special events. There are practical gifts. There are sentimental gifts. There are expensive gifts. There are inexpensive gifts. There are humorous gifts. Gifts are always intended to say something. Gifts can represent our relationships. Gifts can signify the feelings of both the one who gives and the one who receives. But for Christian believers, among the greatest of all possible gifts is the gift of married love. Think about it. A man and a woman, united in Christ, make a total gift of themselves to each other. It's not always easy, but it is always good. Married couples teach each other and teach the rest of us how to build our lives around love. A husband and a wife are persons vowed before God to become each other's very best friends, to prefer each other, even to the love of their parents or even to the love of their children, because their shared love for each other is the foundation for all the other loves and commitments of their lives. Certainly, there is excitement and deep desire in Christian marriage. But in Christian marriage, there is also respect and fidelity, forgiving and forgetting, growing and changing over and over again. As the Lord taught, it is better to give than to receive, but married couples are granted the gift of doing both, giving and receiving, the gift of sharing love from one another. In our Catholic religious tradition, married couples are living sacraments who, by their lives, truly make Christ's great love present in this world. They are outward signs that give grace to one another and to all of us in the church. I hope these few words about the sacrament of matrimony may be appropriate as the Diocese of Peoria celebrates the 25th and the 50th wedding anniversaries of the married couples assembled here this afternoon. These silver and golden jubilee couples have certainly been a blessing to their families and friends. They may have children. They may have grandchildren. Some know the joy of great-grandchildren. And so they have experienced that biblical blessing promised at their wedding of seeing their children's children, and for some, even of their children's children's children. Popes recently have taught us that married couples are an essential and a necessary expression of Christianity. Families, beginning with husbands and wives, constitute a kind of domestic church, a household church, where God is honored and where the gospel is lived. So Catholic families, built upon the foundation of sacramental, covenanted love between a man and a woman, must be centered over and over again in faith in God, in faith in one another, in prayer, and in unswerving fidelity to the Mass and the sacraments. We heard in today's Gospel, Jesus was present at a wedding, where at the invitation of Our Lady, ordinary water, tasteless water, was turned into the richest vintage of wine served at a wedding banquet. When they asked the Lord on another occasion what heaven would be like, He said something like, "Heaven will be like today, here in Peoria, in your families, here in the cathedral." At the great marriage feast of the Kingdom of Heaven, just like here, families and friends will be gathered together from near and far around their Father's table. They will feast together on the Word of God and then be fed and satisfied by the bread of life, the very risen body, blood, soul, and divinity of love incarnate of Jesus Christ. Our Blessed Lady will be there. Good Saint Joseph and all those from your families and friends who have gone before us, all our deceased relatives marked with the sign of faith, and all the saints and angels will be in paradise. And at that moment, all the promise of sacramental marriage will reach its fulfillment. You will share a bliss and a love that truly knows no end. So continue your pilgrimage. Continue to be the outward signs that build up the church. And today, the church gives thanks for you. The church rejoices in this anniversary Mass. Let us celebrate your love, and then may all of us recommit ourselves to everything we say we believe and to all the vows of love that we have made. Let us live and love today so that we can live and love together forever in heaven. And certainly, that will be the greatest of all gifts. And I would like to invite at this time all the anniversary couples to please stand.